SRN News. I'm John Scott. Former President Trump is basking in another historic campaign victory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
8 years after winning the presidency and 4 years after losing it, Trump staged a political comeback.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond.
The former president promised great days ahead.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
Speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida, Trump said he would fight for every citizen with every breath in his body. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Mr. Trump sweeps the so-called blue wall states with a just-announced victory in Michigan after previously winning Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Also at SRNNews.com, pro-life advocates lost on Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota ballot measures, but prevailed in seven other states, including Missouri, where an amendment clears the way to undo one of the nation's strictest bans. By rejecting adding abortion rights to their state constitution, Florida voters kept a ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy in place. NATO reacting to Donald Trump's victory.
NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte has congratulated Donald Trump, saying, likely more in hope than in certainty, that he looks forward to working with him again to advance peace through strength in the face of a growing number of challenges globally, he says, including the increasing alignment of China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
That's correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. On Wall Street, stocks have been trading sharply higher. The Dow is up 1,447 points, the NASDAQ adding 492. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is invading video games.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, I love who I am, and feels good to see the real me. A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from an international Christian concern finds that 7 of the 11 nations in Southeast Asia actively persecute believers. The report indicates the governments of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Vietnam either actively persecute Christians or turn a blind eye to attacks on them by the local population, Christians making up a small majority of the population in Southeast Asia. This is SRN News. Arizona voters have said yes to letting police arrest migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally.
Proposition 314 allows local police to arrest migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Within the past year, Republican lawmakers in Iowa, Texas, and Oklahoma have passed immigration laws, but federal courts have stopped the states from enforcing them. Opponents of Proposition 314 have argued that it would harm Arizona's economy and reputation and lead to racial profiling of Latinos. I'm Donna Warder.
In Montana, Republican Tim Sheehy has defeated three-term Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. The victory by the former U.S. Navy SEAL bolsters the GOP new Senate majority. Sheehy closely aligned his campaign with Donald Trump and leading conservatives while painting Tester as a Washington insider. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.